Bloomberg Intelligence. Valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
Good morning. 6:21 on Wall Street. Good morning. I'm John Tucker, and automakers reporting quarterly results. Joining us now from Bloomberg, Kevin Tynan, the auto analyst from Bloomberg Intelligence. Kevin, good morning to you. Thanks for being with us today. We've already had Ford, Fiat Chrysler have reported. GM Tesla should be this week. And Toyota raising its full-year profit forecast on the weaker yen and cost-cutting. Is there a common theme running through the automakers?
Sure, and good morning. Thanks for having me. There is, and I think we're seeing it globally. Well, there's several themes. One is this shift from car to truck, and that's affecting automakers depending on where your product portfolio is specialized. It's affecting them a little bit differently, and obviously the regional dynamic of the industry matters now too, with President Trump talking about border taxes and a little bit of protectionism there in terms of manufacturing. But the shift from car to truck is really interesting, and I think what we've seen is that while sales overall in the U.S., for example, may be flat, the mix shift to more profitable trucks is preserving that profitability and actually enhancing it. And the difference is that the U.S. automakers and Fiat Chrysler and Ford, and I'm throwing Fiat Chrysler in as a domestic automaker, but General Motors also have really committed to this shift to trucks, where the Japanese automakers still do a lot of volume in the U.S. in cars and smaller cars, and it's really where they're specialized, and maybe a little bit more resistant to that shift, and it puts both sides at a little bit of risk, right? The U.S. guys, I don't believe that a rise in gasoline prices would ever shift this demand mix back towards cars, because trucks are built on car platforms, they're more fuel efficient, but it's a little bit of all the eggs are in one basket, so if consumer preference does shift, they would be overexposed to that.
Yeah. Toyota exports more vehicles to the U.S. than Nissan and Honda. Does Toyota have a target on its back as a result of that?
Well, they, you know, I think, and I was looking at the numbers just over the weekend and this morning, they do, and there is a risk, and obviously there's a concern, and they're aware of this and planning for it. You know, but a lot of the high volume models that they do build are built here, and a lot of the parts are U.S. parts. And it seemed to me, and just looking at the list, you know, line item by line item, what is produced and sold in the U.S., there's a lot of vehicles that are imported into the U.S., but a lot of the high volume ones, there's a good amount of production already here. So it seems like it would be the smaller automakers at first that would really be impacted in terms of a border tax having a disproportional impact on them.
Okay, Kevin, wish we had more time. Kevin Tynan of Bloomberg Intelligence, providing unique real-time research and on all industries and market and government factors that impact business. Our terminal customers can access this function at BIGO. Kevin was joining us on the Spectrum Enterprise phone line. Spectrum Enterprise, nationwide fiber-based network and IT infrastructure solutions. And you're listening to Bloomberg Daybreak.